opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Monday, the 26th of August, 2024. To Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with me and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the control board of the Starship Free Fire.
Good morning.
Good morning, and it is
National Dog Day.
Yay! National Dog Day.
But today's day, everybody is celebrating, and a lot of a lot of towns have festivals and parties for dogs.
Oh, really? Okay, so I can
and
see
I know
that.
Something in Reading also is going on today.
Okay.
What?
I will find out in a second.
Oh, okay. All right. So National Dog Day. Well, if you hear some crunching in the background, it's because, you know, we, many of you know that we adopted, brought into our family, a Buford. Buford T. Bott is his name. And we bring him into the studio. And every now and then you hear, he's part husky. So you hear a rah, you know, every now and then. But we went on our walk this morning. It was so dark, 5:15. And thank God we changed the batteries on the flashlight, just walked around the neighborhood, and he's such a good boy. Okay, you know, it's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Today we were sunny with a high near 93. Now, can you believe that we get these big jumps like that? Just, there's a lot of beautiful things about living in California. And I think that's, you know, with this variation of the weather that we get, I think it's lovely, and that we do get these seasons up here. Today will be 93 again. It looks like tonight we have a clear skies with overnight of around 68. Now, as I was getting ready this morning, I was wondering, okay, we've heard that it's going to get hot again. What's the weather going to be like, you know, for riding and, you know, walking? So tomorrow will be 97. So yeah, we're jumping back up. And then Wednesday, 98. And then we get to Thursday, which is 100. Back down on Friday at 98, and Saturday over the weekend will be 95 and 91. So, you know, I guess after what we've been through, 100 is just, you know, the only triple digit throughout the week if we reach that. And the weather is brought to you by our friends, Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a locally owned, veteran-owned business where they always try to serve you, reach out to our community, giving veteran and senior discounts. 365-3793 is the number to call. We are coming into the winter months pretty soon, fall, and you may need to have your propane and gas checked out. That's their expertise. So give them a call. Again, 530-365-3793. Again, 61 degrees in the downtown studios. It is the 26th. Your daughter's birthday. It's a milestone.
She'll be 20.
Yes.
And she's got a 22-year-old daughter. So that tells you, yeah, her granddaughter just turned 22 Friday. And, you know, in today's world, you try and reach them. You know, she's working. So we called and left a, you know, happy birthday. We sang happy birthday. Oh, you know, get back to us. And, you know, and then she's going out that night because it's her birthday.
Yeah, it's her birthday. And she.
And we haven't talked to her since.
Well, so, she's getting her master's.
We're trying. We're gonna try real hard today.
And she's getting her master's, left Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, to go to Arizona. So I think about your daughter every single day because she, many of our friends know, have shared their stories of what it felt like when their kids left home. So now your son-in-law and daughter are experiencing, their son went off to college, their daughter's out of state now, and I know she's dealing, but I imagine every day just going around the corner. Because for all their these children, since they were born, it's been their mission.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how much they've been involved and on top of their studies, their school activities, their outside activities. They've been like thick on with those kids. So I can only imagine for some what it's like when you go around the corner and you're used to, you know, there's a void or a vacancy there, even though you know that they're, on some level, you know that they're doing what you have to let them go, but it just must be so hard for a mom. Way different than a dad.
Well, I think so. And the grandson who has always been close, our grandson who's a macho guy, but he's always been close to his mom. And so he is now, you know, he's gone. There's like two or three families because they all grew up together. They all have empty nesters now. So all the kids have gone to college.
Like Leanne.
Leanne, yeah.
I mean, final. I mean, she's had her son there, but two daughters have gone off to college and doing so
married.
Well. Yeah.
One just got married.
Oh, did she just get married?
She just got married.
Oh.
And so, anyway, that happens. So we'll see. Anyway, so yes, a big milestone in my daughter's life, and I hate to think of her turning 30 like that.
You can't escape it.
Hey, something that people wish they could escape: the astronauts. NASA announced on Saturday that the troubled Boeing Starliner spacecraft, Boeing again, that shuttled two astronauts to space in June will return to Earth without them. So they went up there for like an 8-day mission.
So who comes to the rescue? SpaceX.
Well,
NASA, from what I read, there's been new developments.
Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Cindy Williams have been stuck in space after engineers discovered helium leaks and issues involving thrusters shortly after the Boeing's Starliner docked with the International Space Station, which prompted NASA and Boeing to investigate. The uncrewed return allows NASA and Boeing to continue gathering testing data on a Starliner for the upcoming flight back to Earth. And so here they are. They were up there, I think, supposed to be up there for 8 days.
Yeah. Well, now
they're, wait a minute. Now they're talking February of 25. Come on. I'm going to go 8 days up to the International Space Station. I'm going to do these experiments, and I'll be home. But I'll be home for your birthday. And now it looks like the decision to keep Butch and Sonny above board the International Space Station and bring it home uncrewed is a result of our commitment to safety, our core value, and our North Star. I'm grateful to both the NASA and Boeing teams for all their incredible and detailed work. They left June 5th. That was initially expected to last a week. Think about this.
Imagine the families.
And they see the Dragon mission, which will not launch before September 24th, as the mission needs to reduce its crew of 4 to 2 so they can bring the other two back. And so
I hope they get along.
Which are expected to return in February 2025.
This could be a comedy like you cannot believe.
Yeah. But here they are, and I mean, oh yeah, we're fine. I mean, what are they gonna do? At least, honey, you would know where I was at, and for sure. No, I mean,
I may not want to know where you're at. Like, get lost, get over on the other side of that spaceship.
No, you can, and then I wonder. I mean, did they bring extra clothes, or
I don't know.
What do you think about this?
It's just what it is. It's a man and a woman, you know, being. They're going to be super professional at a certain point, but if you think, well, we just have each other. I'm sure there's not. Hey, when we come back,
I mean, there could be.
I don't know.
But can you imagine going someplace? Okay, you prepare yourself for 8 days. And then, okay, it's going to be a few more days. Now it's months. Now we're talking next year. It is not September yet.
You know, it's like those people that got on a cruise and had to stay on a cruise ship for months
because
during
of COVID.
Yeah. Okay, now when we come back, I do want to talk about RFK Jr. I just want to have your input. And let's talk about a couple of things that happened over the weekend, the concert we attended on Saturday and where, and sing some praises there. And
the Little League World Series.
Oh, my gosh. That was wonderful as well.
When we come back, it's going to be Anne Marie.
Okay. Well, we'll get going on with those other topics after.
That's right. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been moving local dreams forward for the last 17 years. They are a community bank with local board of directors. We do business with Cornerstone, and you always kind of feel like it's the Cheers of banks. They know who you are. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest one down in Anderson. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Well, it's sure in Monday, hey, and it's the truth. I partied too hard, and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back. I was dancing and you were ignoring me.
Okay, I was.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, the dance studio of the air, the last bastion of
thinking
truth
about
and
last
honesty.
Bastion of, I was thinking about Anne-Marie and how hard she works, and when she calls in on Monday morning, her infectious, wonderful.
She's infectious.
Yeah. Her energy and her uplifting take on what's happening in the North State for the week. And so what we're going to do right now is throw it to Anne-Marie. And what is happening with our calendar?
Well, good Monday morning. Thank you. And I will let you know you don't need a vaccine for this segment, even though it might
thank
be
you.
Infectious.
Yes.
I am so into National Dog Day. Linda, you mentioned Buford is part Husky.
Yes.
I have had Huskies my entire life, and they are my breed.
I love it. Well, they've definitely, it's interesting how each breed, I mean, each breed has got this certain kind of personality, and so he's got that mix, and every now and then he gets going, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They got personalities, and they can be just a wee bit stubborn.
Yeah.
So, but I love them. I absolutely love them. So
how many do you have?
We over my course of my life or right now?
Oh, do you have any now? I mean, sometimes, you know, you'll have them and then sometimes you'll have a gap and then get more. What?
We have a gap right now. Our Lucy passed away 2 years ago in December.
Sorry.
And she was our oldest Husky, so we have a gap right now. But my kiddos have grown up with Huskies. We've always had Huskies in the home. Usually more than one.
Yeah.
So
I saw a reel the other day that the lady was saying don't do it to this, and there were three Huskies sitting there to the, you know, and the one goes rrr. She said don't do it, just don't do it, and he goes rrr, and then rrr, and then another one picks it up, then all three of them now are howling.
Uh-huh.
And she says I told you don't do that. It was,
yeah, especially as sirens go by, sometimes they can get into that song mode.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, what's happening?
The song mode. So, I like
that. That's what I call it when they howl.
That's cute. I like it.
So Tuesday night, folks, August 27th, check out the Beach Boys. I absolutely love the Beach Boys. Check out the Beach Boys at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30 p.m.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, for tickets, go to readingcivic.com. You had a question, sir?
I have seen the Beach Boys. I saw the Beach Boys back in Boise, Idaho. Long ago, they were the Beach Boys.
Well.
Now we're having, I'm just saying is, they're called, the Beach Boys are older than me, and they're still the Beach Boys. Can I call myself Carl the Kid from now on or something?
Oh, you know what? In today's age, you can call yourself whatever you want to.
You know what? I think, is Mike Love with this group?
Yes, you are correct.
Well, now, the Beach Boys had an impact on so many other groups, including the Beatles. And now there's people out there who will go, well, what are the Beatles? But here they are, gosh, still entertaining and still filling up auditoriums. And
I still listen to their music, even though I wasn't even born yet.
I know. I mean, of course you listen to the music. I mean, it's just... good vibrations,
Surfer Girl, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Oh my gosh. And, for 51st Dates, that was kind of like the big song in that movie. So, anyway, I'm sorry. Beach that's Boys okay. tomorrow night.
So that's tomorrow night, folks. Wednesday night, August 28th, check out the Billies as part of the Sunset River Jam Concert Series taking place at Anderson River Park and beginning at 5 p.m. This concert series is free to attend and will run Wednesday nights through October 2nd. On Thursday, August 29th, there will be a mural unveiling and ribbon-cutting ceremony at Whistle Stop Park, located at 1470 Market Street in Reading, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The downtown mural is by Carl Avery Studios. And afterwards, there will be a concert with the Jacob Kona Band. Friday night, August 30th, check out Serena Carice as part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake. The event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. This Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th, the final one. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. The Malicious Monster Truck Tour will take place at the Shasta Speedway on Friday, August 30th and Saturday, August 31st. Grandstands open at 4:30 p.m. Pit party from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. and the showtime is scheduled for 7 p.m. General admission is $25. Children 4 to 12 are $12, and those 3 and under are free. For more information, visit Shasta Speedway on Facebook. This weekend, look for the 36th annual Blackberry Music Festival to take place on Sunday, September 1st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Shasta's Park in Mount Shasta, and that's 800 Rockfellow Drive, Mount Shasta. This event is hosted by the Mount Shasta Rotary. Come for the live music and enjoy vendor booths, pies, and more pies, and even more pies. For more information, visit mtshastablackberry.com. If you're looking for something to do on Labor Day, next Monday, September 2nd, check out the 38th Annual Labor Day Picnic Carnival of Fun at Anderson River Park from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be a watermelon eating contest, kids activities, popcorn, snow cones, cotton candy, barbecue meals for purchase, and a fishing derby that starts at 10 a.m. Bring your own fishing poles and tackles to participate. And as we go into next week, because I will be off on Labor Day, don't forget, there are a couple of monthly events to take place during the first weekend of the month, including First Fridays in downtown Reading on Friday, September 6th, starting at 5 p.m. Participating businesses often stay open later and offer special promotions. Also look for live music, pop-ups, and art during the event. The first Saturday in September on the 7th will bring the monthly book sale at Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This Friends of the Shasta County Libraries monthly book sale will take place in the community room at the library. And that is just a sample of events happening in the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Catch everyone after the Labor Day holiday.
Okay, that's which is next week. And what happened to August?
It's going bye-bye.
It is. Okay.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. And
have a good one, you guys.
Thank you.
The community calendar is sponsored by Siskiyou Insurance, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading, 530-224-2345, home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonds. In Northern California. Been around since about 1993. Wow. 7:28 in the morning. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Can I say that with more love in my voice?
Well, Four Winds Jewelry, of course, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, for all of your jewelry needs, if you need to go in just to get a battery replaced in your watch and do a little browsing while they do it on the spot, that's the kind of people they are. They'll go in, and it's not very expensive. or take your jewelry, and I think yearly, and have it inspected whether you've got a prong or maybe stones are loose. You just don't have any. We wear our jewelry a lot. We bang our hands around gardening, doing all kinds of things, getting in and out of cars. You just hit your jewelry, and stones can come out. So it's kind of like one of those things like getting your tires rotated. Get your jewelry looked at.
And they have a wonderful selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They've been voted best in the North State for 2023-2024 by the Record Searchlight and their polls. And, you know, let's do it one more time. That's Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we actually, both of us sat down and watched a athletic event yesterday, and we're cheering. So we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. She's giving me the excitation. I'm backing up. Good vibration. Excitation. Good vibration.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. No one else I can.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming 24 hours a day at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. DA is going to join us at 8 o'clock. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Located, easy to find at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Hey, look, Judy's been helping people since 1993. She's got two separate divisions under one roof, insurance and financial needs. If you're looking for a second opinion on insurance, on retirement plans or 401ks, give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441. For a free review and evaluation. We do business with Judy, and we're real happy with her. She treats people, she treats people like you want to be treated, right? So, yesterday.
Lake Mary.
What's Lake Mary? In the world champion. The Little League World Series. See, the rest of the world plays, and then whoever the best that group plays the winner of the United States Little League. So you've got the best team from the United States against the best team in the world. That are representing their countries. And in yesterday, it was Taiwan against Lake Mary, Florida. And I got into the game bottom of the fourth.
We've watched this before, and it's really fun. Yeah. We watched it maybe a couple days, 5 years ago or something like that.
Well, it was because it was getting into the playoffs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we watched it. So it was the bottom of the fourth. Taiwan was ahead 1-0. And it went like this to the bottom of the sixth inning. Mm-hmm. And Florida got runners on first and second, two out, and a young man. And as they said, the announcers were saying, it's probably the biggest hit for this young man that he's had in his whole life. Well, he's 12.
Yeah.
It may be the biggest hit he'll have in his whole life.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got a hit. They tied it up, and they went into they didn't score in the seventh, so they went into extra innings. And they got the Taiwanese team out. They didn't score, top of the eighth, in the bottom of the eighth. And it goes seven innings. In the eighth, they start out with the player on second base. And, to help kind of move it along. And Lake Mary, player on second base, the hitter bunted.
Yes, bunted.
Bunted down the first baseline. Everybody can converge on it like kids will do. And when they turned around and threw it, there's nobody at first base. And so the runner from second came in and scored. Lake Mary, Florida won the World Series, Little League World Series, and a walk-off. And it's amazing. You watch these little kids, how excited, they're 12, oldest can be 12, how excited they are. And then you kind of look over at professional baseball players when they win the World Series.
Right.
They're just like these kids.
Yes.
They are. They're all jumping up and down. Yes. They're hugging each other. They're running around the field. I mean, it's kind of cool.
I thought their sportsmanship was excellent.
Oh, my gosh.
That really impressed me.
As you can imagine, the kids from Taiwan were just devastated.
Yeah.
And there were the kids from Lake Mary over there.
Right away.
Hugging them, talking to them.
Touching the back of one. One of them was bent over, just like, how it is. It's like at the Olympics, just the pressure, and you're 12, and all the hormones and everything, bent over crying. And these kids came over and touched their back. I mean, I was so impressed
that they expressed
compassion.
It was empathy and compassion. and the coaches, and the coach from Taiwan is well known, and the announcer said, this is just one of the nicest guys you're ever going to meet. He's coached the Taiwan team for years. In Taiwan at one time won like six, World Cup. Series, the Little League World Series. In, I don't know, several in a row, but haven't had any lately. So, but the game itself was exciting. These kids were making plays that were good. And the fact is this team out of Lake Mary, Florida wins. First time that Florida has ever brought home a Little League World Series to their state. And the people and the fans. And the fans were great. I mean, it was the Taiwan parents, the Florida parents are all out there cheering and yelling, but it wasn't like you would never see something like you see at some games where the parents get out there and get, you know, go way over the top. Anyway. Okay,
so,
it was a great game.
So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., okay, so he comes out. I can only imagine his family. His Democratic family.
Well, Randall said that they have disavowed him.
Yeah. So, anyway, just in the headlines, of course, a couple things here. He said that what he aligns with Trump, and I don't have that article in front of me, is because Make America Healthy Again. And we know that RFK has come out about the inoculations and a lot of things about how he feels, you know, with the gouging of medicines and the advertising of medicines, et cetera. Well, not pulling from running for president, that means that the Secret Service is ending his protection. I guess evidently, he said he was announcing he was suspending, although not terminating, which I don't quite understand that. His bid for the White House. He's suspending but not terminating. Okay, notably, the Secret Service typically protects presidents, vice presidents, their immediate family members, former presidents, former first ladies, children of former presidents, visiting heads of state, and top presidential candidates. If a candidate drops out of a race, the agency usually scales back its protection but can also terminate it altogether.
Wow. With as many mistakes as the Secret Service has been making lately, I would think they'd probably keep a couple guys on them. What is he eating? He's chewing something. He's got something. He's got something in his mouth. What is it?
I don't know.
Buford. Buford is usually really good in here. You know, he's chewing on something. We don't know what it is. The thing is here is, the Secret Service is also short officers, enough so that you'll see where it's supposed to be Secret Service protection. And I'm not talking presidential, that's different. But for other people that get Secret Service protection, which, you know, includes Supreme Court justices and this, you'll see U.S. Marshals, U.S. Marshal Service picking some of this up. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk about, we talk about our kids and, you know, guys, they don't want to do anything. They're sitting on couches and all that. We just talked about the Little League. That's one thing. Let's talk about some local kids that made a big difference this weekend. 7:44 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been repairing windshields for well over two decades. He knows how to do it. He's been through all the schools. And when he repairs your windshield, he brings it in, puts it into a controlled environment, and then repairs the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. That's Jeff Wurst. And don't fool around with your family safety. Just take it down there take your vehicle or RV down for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master at Windshield Repair, and that's Jeff Forst. Take it down for the free inspection analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, small business, and it's a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome on this Monday morning, the 26th of August. How are you?
I'm fine.
Beautiful day in
August.
You
know what? I was trying to figure out what happened in August, and I thought, well, we've been gone for several days out of August. Not a lot, but, you know.
Well, we talked about a few feel-good things. I just want to go right into this article. And I know, you know, we're coming in to – there's a couple articles I read this morning that I wanted to discuss. One of them was about how they're trying to find out if the polling is off. that the polling, they grabbed, they started in Wisconsin, they grabbed a group of people to not try to decide, to not side with whether it's Democrat or Republican, but they polled, just to try to find out,
okay,
where do you stand on voting? Not with a leaning in either direction.
Okay.
Coming from a professional pollster.
Right.
And they're realizing that the polls aren't accurate.
They're not worth the paper they're printed on.
They're not accurate. They show that they're 50-50, but they're finding that there's inaccuracies in most cases.
Well, it comes down to is how do you ask the question? And what do you put into the question? And sometimes it pushes you into an answer. And of course, or they'll go heavy into the Democrat side or heavy into the Republican side. And then you're going to get, 55% believe this or 60% believe this. I mean, it's polls are based on what people ask. And there are very few of them. Even after they vote polls, the exit polls, they found out during that one election, it was totally wrong. People didn't want to say who they voted for, so they just, mm-hmm. said what they thought people wanted to hear. It's really strange.
And I think there's still people, wouldn't you say that there's a lot of people that do not want to...
They just don't want to tell
they
people.
They want transparency. Yeah. They do not want to be noted for, there are so and so, or there are so and so, which is happening around us, by the way.
Yeah, nobody.
Who they associate?
How dare you? You know that kind of thing.
Hey, yeah. I wanted to do a shout out real fast. Saturday night we went to see Danger Kitty at
the Axiom.
Axiom Theater, and Axiom Theater. By the way, just a shout out. They have done such a great job bringing in bands and bringing in independent bands and original bands, and it was just a wonderful night to support local music. And we ran into Tanya and Che Stedman, of course. You know those names because they do a lot of, and they also do a lot of theater, and they're always involved with Rocky Horror. Well, she is going to be taking over the bar area there at Axiom, and I think it's going to – I love the growth of what's happening on a local level. I love that room.
And if you want to know what they're doing, it's – Che told me, he goes, I'm just sleeping.
Yes.
He says, I'm sleeping a lot.
I mean, just the whole idea.
I said, I don't blame you, man. You've been fighting that battle.
Carrying it a long time. Anyway, Danger Kitty did their CD release of their 13 songs. It was fantastic. We just enjoyed it so much. I've been listening to their new Sandbox is the name of the CD, and I listened to it back and forth to Sacramento. Great job. I love the fact, first of all, they really pay attention to detail. You know, how they do their merchandise, how they treat their fans, the follow-up emails, the support of what they do when they reach out, and they do it in a way about being a part of our community, which makes them even more wonderful in my eyes. So, okay, so that's one thing. Another article here, report, U.S. Navy to sideline 17 ships for lack of manpower.
Yep, I saw that before. And you know what? Here's what's happening. They can't keep up with the enlistments. They're short 30,000 in the Navy, about the same in the Army. Marine Corps has been, manages to, it's a smaller service, so it manages to maintain. I'm not sure about the Air Force. I'm thinking Air Force was short also. So this has been going, this isn't just 1 year. This is 2 or 3 years in a row they haven't been able to make the manpower. So what do you expect is going to happen? Well, they sideline 17 ships. Now, these may not be man-of-war ships, but there's still things like tankers and things. And so they've got to move the sailors around until they can get them on to ships on the line. And here's the problem. You deploy out to sea, that's a 2 or 3 year tour. You know, you go out, come back in, train, refit and all that, and go back out again. And then you get shore duty. So you get to stay home a couple years. Well, what's happening now is that they're turning them. And they'll go out on a float, come back for a month and leave again.
This particular article is about merchant mariners, something that's equally important, which is the logistics backbone of the Navy. Ammo, oilers,
everything,
transport ships.
Everything goes across. Yeah. No, I'm agreeing. I'm just,
yeah, okay.
I'm just trying to read what Christine wrote. Now I got it. I need a couple minutes here, so keep going.
Okay, well.
Okay. I got four freshmen at Anderson Union High School. We're just hanging out at Anderson River Park on Saturday, August 17th. No, last week.
Mm-hmm.
When they ended up at the right place at the right time. This is out of the Channel 7
nice.
News. Riley Gillian, Chase Peets, Brian Aldridge, and Dante Crandall. They were just spending the day enjoying some fishing when they heard what they heard thought were gunshots. And they jumped into action. It was like a loud noise, and Riley was like, yo, we should go investigate. Like as a joke. And three of the boys went to check out the sound, and which came from down the trail from them, while the four stayed there with their stuff to watch it. And they went down, and they found a lady on the ground. She was coughing up blood, and there was a log laying over her.
Ooh.
Turns out the woman, I'm not going to put her name in here, was riding bikes with her two young children when a large branch fell on top of her, crushing her underneath.
Oh.
Causing major crush injuries to her chest. She's already undergone emergency surgery and spinal surgery. Her surgeons are very optimistic, but she is not out of the woods yet. She'll have a long road to recovery, they're saying. They're just like these two little kids in Ramp Sand, like talking about their mom, and we see her on the ground just moving a little bit. They grab Dante, who is the one who stayed back, and work together to get a branch that they say is about as thick as them off of the lady. In the meantime, one called 911 and helped keep her children under control. However, when they heard emergency services, the children took off trying to help. So we started following them, and the cops went to the other side across the playgrounds. We had to lead them across to where we were. And they have a photo of this tree limb. It's huge. Huge. So anyway, a week later, the four and the families are proud of what they did, of course. And, she's still in recovery after several surgeries, and her friends are raising funds for Robinson and her family in front of Becca's Cafe on Sunday. And, they're going to be hosting a spaghetti dinner on Saturday, September 8th at Becca's Cafe.
Man, that's great.
No, it's a good story because these four kids.
Yeah, I
freshmen,
mean, it's not good
they
that
went,
the,
yeah. Oh, no, no, that they got involved.
They got involved.
They tried to take care of the kids. Kids ran away. They're trying to grab the kids.
Yeah,
they're trying
calm to, them down.
But they all lifted. It took four of them to lift us off that
Wow.
Lady. Yeah.
Well, they should get a citizenship award because
you know,
that took.
Yeah.
Instead of
ignoring
you know,
it.
Yeah, instead of ignoring it, they took responsibility. At that age, they're 14.
Yeah.
If they're freshmen, they're 14.
Yeah.
That you know, they know
at of course
they that this is like, my God, somebody, this is a life or death situation.
Yep. So.
Man, so they heard this popping and it was
let
a
me
tree.
Give you, let me tell you who they are again. Let me find their names. Riley Gillian, Chase Peets, Brian Aldridge, and Dante Crandall. So good.
Sounds
good,
like they should
good
be playing
on you, boys.
Football team.
Yeah, good on you, boys. It's kind of like the team that Ben's on, his rugby team.
Oh,
remember that when they all show up?
Yes.
When they're, I mean, with the one like a half a day notice, they all show up to do a job, and they did a great job too. So I mean, you know, people. Oh, the future of our country. There are so many good people, good young people
yes.
out there. I mean, that we're blessed in that, and we can't forget that. Yes, there's a small percentage that are just, you know, asses. But there are adults that are like that, too. So I know it's hard to believe. Our next guest has probably never run into a jerk in her job, ever. But we'll get to her. In fact, we're getting ready to take our break for the news, and Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget is going to join us right after the news. So we'll be right back.
Hi.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The war in Ukraine is heating up. Russia unleashing a massive drone and missile barrage across Ukraine that appears to target energy infrastructure and had deadly results. Ukrainian President Zelensky condemning the assault as vile.
In a video address, he said the attack involved more than 100 missiles of various types and around 100 drones. Like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, he said, targeting critical civilian infrastructure. At least three people were killed in the onslaught that began around midnight and continued into the day. 15 regions across the country were targeted, including Kyiv, where residents were filmed singing the city's anthem as they took shelter in a subway station. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital, where power and water supplies were disrupted. I'm Nayan Kim.
Backing away from the brink of a wider Mideast war, fire between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah has subsided, at least for now, each side claiming victory in their latest skirmish. The Trump campaign pushing back on Democrats' warnings that a Republican victory would result in more abortion restrictions.
At their convention last week, Democrats hammered Donald Trump on abortion. Some of them warned that the former president would issue a nationwide ban in a second term. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance said Trump would not support a national abortion ban and told NBC's Meet the Press that he would veto such legislation if passed by Congress. But that statement is not sitting well with pro-life groups. The Family Research Council's Tony Perkins said, "God have mercy on this nation if this is now the position of what was the pro-life party." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Following the lead of the U.S., Canada planning to slap 100% tariffs on Chinese electric vehicle imports. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's up 119 points, NASDAQ down 148. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney, and the truth is I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
Sudan's health ministry says a dam has collapsed due to heavy rainfall in the eastern Red Sea state, sending torrents of water over nearby homes.
After being ravaged by 16 months of civil war, Sudan is now experiencing torrential rains and floods that have killed dozens and displaced tens of thousands. The collapse of the dam in Red Sea State is one of the worst incidents, washing away farms and villages downstream. It's more sad news for a country suffering ever-worsening humanitarian conditions. Famine has already been declared in parts of the country, and extreme weather events will only exacerbate shortages.
BBC's Kalkadan Yavitel. Police and officials in Pakistan say gunmen in the country's West Southwest killed at least 31 people in two separate attacks. 23 people fatally shot today after being taken from buses, vehicles, and trucks. Police say the attackers burned at least 10 vehicles before fleeing. News and analysis, townhall.com. Schools find themselves in competition with cell phones. It's a competition that some educators think they can win.
Students are struggling to stay engaged in class at a time of poor mental health, shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, and worsening grades. At the crux of these challenges, addiction to cell phones. Cell phone bans are gaining traction around the country, but many say they're not enough. They argue for alternative forms of stimulation, steering students into the outdoors or toward extracurricular activities to fill up time they might otherwise spend alone on their phones. And they say students need outlets to speak freely about taboo topics they'd otherwise discuss only behind the anonymity of their cell phone screens. I'm Julie Walker.
Turning to high tech, police officers have started using artificial intelligence to help them write their crime reports. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Well, you know, we were scrambling for the headphone system because we had just a great little break in between the 7 and the 8 o'clock hour with our guests. And 8:05 in the morning, it's the 26th of August. How are you today? What?
I'm fine.
Okay, there.
Hey,
you
go. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines are 530-605-4567. Christina is in there, and it's International Dog Day, and she's got our dog in there with her.
Handful today.
Why does he have the earphones? Why does he have the earphones? I don't understand. Is he part of this now?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, of course. And then Pat Karch just came in, the nicest man in the world. I can just say that, because Pat Karch is the nicest man in the world. I'm so glad I didn't know you in your past life, Pat, because I'm sure, you know, you would have made Genghis Khan seem like a choir boy. Anyway, Linda, darling, what's the weather?
Oh, good morning.
Like?
61 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be around 93 today. It looks like overnight lows tonight are 68. Clear skies, hot tomorrow with 97. 98 on Wednesday, and Thursday calls for 100. Now, this is the National Weather Service, and I've just pulled up the 10-day forecast, which kind of does a couple hundred degree variations here. According to Reading, as of it looks like Tuesday is 100 and 102 on Friday, 102 on Thursday. So we're a couple degrees off on both of these, but that's what happens with these variations of weather reports and what areas that we're in. But again, today will be around 96 degrees according to the updated 10-day weather service. And the weather is brought to you by, I'm all over the map on that. It's because I shouldn't look at two different things. Weather is brought to you by, no, Shasta Gas Propane. In Anderson, veteran owned, senior owned, 365-3793. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes,
I've got this,
yes,
and then
yes.
I have this, and I've
discounts for
it's
seniors
like
and veterans. 530-365-3793.
It's a big difference. You see
it
that?
It is. It is a big difference.
Yeah.
Hey, I just, on our chat room, for me, when our three kids left for college, it was a feeling of pride to know we did our best to prepare them for their new life.
Mm.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And then, the other thing was, cause it was, cause she did, you know, she got herself into other things. I gave my fur baby a slice of flank steak this morning with her breakfast for National Dog Day. For National Dog Day for Buford, we're going to let you live another day. And there it is. You have another day like this in the studios.
Go up to the doggy park.
You may just go out and we'll just tell people you're up for adoption again. No, we'll take him to the doggy park. Hey, with us today, and putting up with all of our madness on a Monday. See, usually she comes in on Wednesday and gives us a chance to settle down.
Yeah, it's a little out there.
Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, bringing the humanity into the DA. She's got four cats.
Oh, yeah.
Four cats.
Four cats, two goats, two horses, several fish.
Several fish. There you go. And a house full of kids.
Yeah, two of those cats are outdoor barn cats.
Okay.
That's right. So, and we talk horses when we come in here because we're all interested in horses. And that you got yourself a nice one, it sounds like.
Yeah, very much enjoying her.
Yeah, and ours just came back from light duty for a year and came up and was just outstanding. So, as our friend said to us, well, you finally got to ride her the way you were planning a year ago.
Yeah, you've been struggling with her for a long time.
And it's not her. It's not her fault. It's just the things that happen. And, but
We've had Dr. Kelly Shaw out there at Crossroads, and Kelly and Kevin, the Farriers, and it's worked out. So anyway, so what's the latest from the Shasta County District Attorney? I know there's some propositions coming up that we need to talk about.
But first, let's hear about the bowl-a-thon.
Oh, yeah. So our bowl-a-thon was this past Saturday night. It's actually our eighth one that we've done, so our eighth annual. We did skip a year, I believe, in COVID and the year of the car fire. So we've been doing it for 10 years, but we've done eight.
Glad it was a success.
It was definitely a success. We always aim to raise about $10,000, and right now we are just below that $10,000 mark. We're still, still tallying. Everything comes in. Usually within a day or two, we get some extra donations. But it's a really good thing because all the money goes to children in our community. This year, it's going to Pathways to Hope for Children in order to send kids to Camp Hope. So, it's kids that have been impacted by domestic violence or just other types of violence in the home. Maybe a family member was murdered or they've seen a lot of domestic violence in the home, whatever it may be. Through Pathways to Hope for Children, they get to go and spend a week in camp and do other activities that are, very healthy and good for them, to get them to see kind of the positive sides of life and be around people, like-minded people and people who can support them. So it's really a great thing. Every year we've raised right at 10,000. I remember one year we raised around 14,000. So if you think about it, 8 years, we've given back well over $80,000 to children in our community who have been impacted by violence. So it's a great event. And it's just really fun, too.
Sounds like it. So good. Okay, yeah. So it's called Strike Out Against Domestic Violence, a success on Saturday night. It's always nice to start with something that was meaningful and fun.
Yeah.
Now, you wanted to talk a little bit about Proposition 94 and Proposition 36.
So it's Senate Bill 94. That one is pending, and then Prop 36 will be on the ballot in November. So let's start with Prop 36.
Okay.
So Prop 36 is one that I've been in here before talking about before it was assigned its number, its proposition number, and that's the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. So that has now been given its, we collected enough signatures, got it on the ballot as a statewide effort. So it's really, it's put together by the people of the state of California are the ones putting this on the ballot. So I think that's significant for people to know.
Right.
And the backing of this has had mayors, it's had from Democrat cities,
absolutely,
district attorneys,
Sheriff's Association,
law enforcement associations, because enough is enough.
And a lot of big of our retailers put a lot of money into this, because it's really something that the voters need to be able to have the opportunity to change something that happened in 2014. Because in 2014, we had Proposition 47 that passed that really watered
down
our
theft. Didn't it pass twice? I mean, did they go back at one other time looking at 47 and it passed again?
It was sold
as safe streets and schools.
Safe streets and schools.
Who was the Attorney General then?
Oh, in 2014? Gosh, I should know this, but I don't know for sure off the top of my head.
It wasn't
Harris. I don't know.
Well, anyway,
no, I don't
know.
Think she was. I think she was I think she was right. I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm not going to speak to that because I don't know if she was or not.
In 2014, Attorney General Kamala Harris.
There you go.
Ha-ha.
So it was a, when Proposition 14 passed, again, it was, Safe Schools and Neighborhood Act.
Yeah.
And the things that it did is that before Prop 47, we were able to, if a person had two thefts and then they committed a third one, we could file that as a felony. This is a repeat offender.
Mm-hmm.
It took that ability away. And now this is why we're seeing statewide such a spike in theft, because people can go in, every day, 20, 30 days in a row and steal.
And
the dollar amount was raised up to
$950.
Yeah, $950. So,
they were going in there with their calculators figuring how much it was. I can steal $100 more.
Right, right. So Prop Prop 36 changes that. It goes back. It gives the voters the ability to change what they did and goes back to the old law where it was if they have two priors, then the third one can be a felony. Now, it's going to keep that $950 threshold, but it is making two priors, third is a felony, which is huge. It gives us that ability to get back to the felony. It also... It makes it so that you can aggregate the dollar amount. So right now you can't. So let's say a person steals $900 on their first time and $900 on the second. Well, the second could be a felony now because you can aggregate the dollar amount to get up over the $950.
Same store or any stores?
Any store. So it gives that. It gives, you know, if you have people who go in and, you know, like the big smash and grabs we've seen, like the organized
theft. Organized ones.
And while thankfully we haven't had it on that level here, there is organized theft that occurs. So if you've got two or more people who are involved in this, okay, we can get a felony from the beginning too. So it really just goes in and seals up a lot of those holes and changes things that Prop 47 took away that really watered down the criminal justice system as it relates to theft. So that is what Prop 36 is going to do. It's also going to hit the drug world as well. So there's several changes there because that's another thing that Prop 47 did is it basically took it so if a person is walking around and they're in possession of cocaine or heroin or any of those types of drugs and they're caught, it's a misdemeanor. It's just always going to be a misdemeanor regardless of how much they're carrying around and, you know, unless we can somehow prove they're that it's going to be sales, which can, you know, can be a difficult case to prove. So that has caused a real spike in the number of people who are drug addicted in our community because there's no penalty. There's zero penalty, really. It's a misdemeanor, and the people just never even show up to court. They just don't show up to court. They get their basically a traffic ticket for a misdemeanor violation. They throw it away, and they don't show up for court. So it changes that, and it gets us back to the ability to do a felony. Again, it's that tiered approach where, you know, they first time it's a misdemeanor, second time misdemeanor, third time it can be a felony, but it's a drug treatment mandated felony. So they're not going to prison on the third one when it's a felony, but they are being forced into treatment. If they reject the treatment option, then you know, all bets are off and it's a felony and we can go forward.
Okay.
And then any time after that third one, it can be a felony as well.
What you're trying to do is hold people responsible for their actions.
Absolutely. And, you know, give them the chance for the first or second time to learn and change their behavior. But if they don't change their behavior and they continue, then the punishment, the system is not going to work if the punishment doesn't get more and more severe. It's kind of how you parent your children as well. They've got to be consequences.
Start with timeout.
There's got to be consequences, and it's got to get worse each time, or you're never going to see any type of a change.
Okay, we got a break here. We went over because I wanted to get most of 36 out here, and I want to talk about the people opposing 36 when we come back. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a hospital that is a teaching hospital that has 22 residents that are working in the hospital, local clinics, including the VA. And the idea behind this is, of course, is excellent training for these residents, but also to introduce them to the North State to see if we can keep some of them here. We had two on the other day, and they're planning on staying in Redding and Shasta County. Just hopefully we can, if we could keep 8 or 9 of them and adding to the physicians available for our community, that's great. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget.
Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you want me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change.
Capturing the essence of Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capture the Essence Salt Cave today.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I won't be lying.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget's our guest, and we're talking about Proposition 36, which I hope people just rally behind, because we can start taking our state back from the thugs, criminals, and stupid bureaucrats in Sacramento. Or is that redundant when I say stupid in Sacramento? I think it is redundant. Okay, Stephanie, there's more to this Proposition 36. We talked about taking back, you know, from people that are stealing, and what we can do, we can actually start charging these people and start holding them accountable. But there's another part in here, too, about fentanyl, you said.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, fentanyl is a huge issue, and it's just kind of, you know, burst onto the scene in the last 5 years. And it's a problem here in Shasta County as well. And the laws haven't kept up with it. So this proposition would fix that gap, because it would say, okay, it's going to, if passed, It's going to make fentanyl classified as a hard drug, along with, you know, cocaine and heroin and all the other drugs that are already characterized as hard drugs. So that when a person is caught with that and they've got certain quantities or they have a gun with them or whatever it may be when they're, you know, out there peddling fentanyl, we can charge those additional enhancements. Right now we can't. If the person has large quantities of fentanyl, you can't get any of those types of enhancements. So it's going to fix that hole in the law where the law has not kept up with the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to create an advisement that must be given to defendants who are convicted of illegal sales or trafficking of hard drugs, which now would include fentanyl, warning them that if a person dies as a result of their actions, they may be charged with murder in the future.
Didn't you want to do something like what, you wanted to do something like this.
So, yeah, lot of DA offices went ahead and are doing that on their own locally.
Okay.
And that is something we've been doing. But this makes it the law, so everywhere. So if we have a person who was convicted of sales and trafficking, let's say, in San Francisco, and they weren't given that admonishment because San Francisco is not giving it like other counties, and then they travel up to Shasta County and commit the same crime, we don't have that advisement that's already told them, hey, you can be charged with murder. So this passing, making that universal across the state, anyone convicted in the state going forward, no matter where they're traveling and doing their drug sales and trafficking, we have that ability to have that advisement that helps us prove that knowledge element if they do provide or sell drugs to someone in the future and that person dies, and be able to charge them with murder. So it's something that's very much needed. Because we need to get tougher on our crimes as they relate to fentanyl, because it is really, it's causing a lot of people to die, including kids. It's so addicting that, you know, drug dealers, they want to cut their product with fentanyl because it's gonna get your customer addicted. You know, it's cheaper for them. It's everything. So. We need to stop that, and part of stopping that is getting aggressive and tough on these people who are out there supplying this to our community. So that is another very big, important, positive thing about Prop 36. It's really going to hit the whole gambit of fentanyl theft and just drug possession.
Well, fentanyl is... it's just insidious, and we're talking about how life expectancy for a certain generation, for our next generations, is lower than it is for the, you know, for the first time that they can recall, I guess first time in history, it's going down instead of up,
yeah.
And it's because of drugs.
Yeah, because of drugs.
Because of drugs.
Well, according to this article, fentanyl is 50 times stronger than heroin, and 100 times stronger than morphine.
Yeah, it's extremely addicting, extremely strong.
Why are people fighting this? The Democrats down, and I'll say the Democrats because they're the ones who control everything, they're fighting against Prop 36.
Yeah,
and they're doing it in an insidious way.
So the arguments that I've been hearing and reading about is that, you know, Prop 47, which is what we're trying to get rid of the ill impacts of with Prop 36. But Prop 47, you know, was very much championed as the Safer Schools and Streets Act, and that it was going to be this great thing. It was going to help with prison overcrowding. It was going to kind of equalize the criminal justice system against all people, regardless of their race or economic status, by doing this. So it was very much championed by the people who passed it. Well, a lot of those same people are, you know, still in the political world, and they're very much opposed to admitting that there is a problem with Prop 47 that passed and that it needs to be fixed.
But yet they are passing laws now as fast as they can. So it says, oh, if you do this, you're going to – it's taking parts of 36, mm-hmm. and they're codifying it now so they can say, oh, we don't need this. See, we just passed laws on it.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to do that with little fills here and there. Let's pass this legislation. Say, look, we already fixed the hole. You don't need to vote for Prop 36 because it goes too far. We recognize that there was this small issue, so we corrected that. So that's kind of their platform. Like, no, Prop 47 was still great. There were some small errors. We have now fixed them. You don't need to do Prop 36. It goes too far. It's going to lead back to mass incarceration and kind of all those scare tactics in order to keep their original legislation as something good that they accomplished.
So what we take out of this is vote yes on Prop 36. And let's take our streets and our stores and take bad people. Bad people who keep robbing us and putting them, and then let's put them in jail.
Well, certainly, Prop 36 changes a lot of the problems that have caused to increase theft and increase the number of drug addicted people that we see in our community. And it's a cycle between the two.
You know,
the people who are stealing repeatedly to feed their drug addiction, and they're not going to jail or getting punished for the theft, and then they steal, and then they get more drugs, and then they're not punished for that, and it's just a big cycle. And that's why we see the homelessness population, not only in our community but across the state, just continues to go up and up and up because of Prop 47.
$27 billion they spent on homelessness, and they don't even know where the money's gone in many of these programs.
Yeah.
Some of them they've followed. Many of them they haven't. So we don't even know what works and what doesn't here.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And there, you know, the thing that really irritates me personally is that since I've been in this office, I think I'm in my 22nd year now, you know, I had plenty of time in the office before Prop 47. So I saw the way it worked. I saw that, you know, when we would file felony drug offenses on someone who was possessing cocaine or whatever it may be because they're an addict, we weren't just throwing them in prison and throwing away the key. We worked with them. Our first goal was always, hey, can we get them in an inpatient treatment program? Can we get them somewhere to get clean? And in return, we'll reduce that to a misdemeanor or we'll dismiss that case. And we did that all the time. We had that. We had that carrot.
The hammer.
We had that stick. We had everything we needed. We were able to work with the courts, with the defense attorneys, and with the family members. And when Prop 47 passed, that stopped just overnight.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really sad because, you know, we definitely, as a prosecutor, I'm very much tough on crime minded, but I don't think that's the answer for a lot of things, especially people who are drug addicted. If we can get them treatment and make them a productive part of the community, why not do that? But, you know, they even took that ability away from us, so it's very frustrating.
Okay, we're here with Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Not a salon, not a hair salon. It is a barbershop. It started in 1960. It's been in this place since 1967. It's the only place I've gone to in Reading to get my hair cut, and never had a bad haircut there. I've watched them as barbers have changed, but it's still a veteran-known business, and they still give discounts for seniors and veterans, and you get a great haircut from Tim or Logan, and I work by appointment, so I can make an appointment that works for me. And then Lydie and I come in together as part of our linking, my brother Ted, by calling at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Let me see. I think we hit everything here. Our guest is Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and we've talked about Proposition 36, which is very, very important. It fixes 47. In many ways, but at the same time, you've got the state bureaucracy run by the Democrats, and if they were run by the Republicans, I'd say the same thing, are trying to get people not to vote for this because, you know, by passing these stopgap measures, oh, look, we're fixing it. They're fixing it now because of Prop 36. If Prop 36 wasn't out there, they wouldn't have even looked at it. And as no matter what the cities are saying, the towns, that we can't live like this, they don't care. They just don't care. So Prop 36 will fix 47. It'll address fentanyl. It addresses all these smash and grabs. It addresses shoplifting, all of that. Now, and it's been a while since we've had you on because a variety of reasons.
Scheduling can get difficult.
Scheduling gets hard. There's a big article and about how we had to turn loose, literally turn loose, a felon, couple felons. Mm-hmm. And I think you told me it happened 22 times. Did we already talk about this?
We've talked a little bit about it, and I believe we had Chief Deputy Sarah Murphy was here.
Sarah came in
and talked in detail about it.
Because we didn't have enough judges or courtrooms in our brand new county courthouse. And we had to turn felons loose because they came in there twice, mm-hmm. and there wasn't either a judge or a courtroom. And then you have to.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
it's with the speedy trial thing.
Yeah, speedy trial right. You know, defendant has a right to have a trial within 60 days after the preliminary hearing. And if you don't have a courtroom and judge available, then the only remedy is that the case can't go forward. It's dismissed by the court over our objection.
With prejudice?
Well, with felony cases, we can refile it one time. Right. So vast majority of these cases that have been dismissed, we've been able to refile, and they've either got to trial or they've pled or whatever, but we have had, I know she was in here when Sarah was in here, talked about one of them that had what we would call a terminal dismissal, meaning it's dismissed the second time and there's nothing that can be done about it after that.
How do we prevent this?
We need more judges.
These are bad guys.
They're bad. They're super bad. We need, first and foremost, is we need more judges. We have needed more judges in our community for a very, very long time.
We're short. How many are we short? Four? Five?
Yeah, I believe it is. The study has said that, or judicial council study, somewhere around four. I thought it was like four and a half or something for our community size and our crime size, level of crime and everything. But we're not getting them. And those come right from the governor's office. You know,
okay.
The governor
has to. Doing this on purpose?
There's a lot of communities. I don't want to speculate that he's targeting Shasta County. There's a lot of communities that are due more judges and aren't getting them either. But he has to not only create the position in a county, so create, you know, four or five new positions in Shasta County,
but also he needs to fund them. Oh, okay. These are not these aren't just like empty ones.
No, they're new created positions that we need.
They have to be created by the Attorney General, I imagine, or his people, right?
By the governor's office.
And then
office,
they've got to, in this time of broke economy we have here in California and $26 billion or $60 billion or $80 billion in deficit. So that's going to be tough, too.
Yeah, because they have to fund it. And they did the opposite this year. They actually cut the judicial branch $97 or $92 million, just over $90 million out
and
of the judicial
that's
branch.
That's for the whole state.
That's statewide. So instead of allocating out all the new judge positions that were needed and funding them, they cut that branch. So it doesn't look like we're going to be getting those judges anytime soon. And it's super frustrating for everybody involved because the cases, you know, the caseloads just continue to pile up and up and up, and then you've got more cases set for trial and more cases that
are... And that doesn't even address civil trials.
So civil judges, there are two judges who are hearing the civil cases.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what their backlog or anything looks like. So my world is just in the criminal world. But, it's super frustrating for everybody that's involved because everybody deserves their day in court.
And if you are a public defender, you'll never agree to an extended trial. No, we want it in 60 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who definitely are going to, you know, not waive time. They're going to say, "No, we want
our
speeder trial. Yeah. We want to go there, and we're going to go and see if there's a." And we see that. We see people who, "Oh, okay, you did get a courtroom, you did get a judge. Oh, okay, well, now I want to plead. Can I still have that deal?" You know, so it's really frustrating for everybody involved.
I know the judges are frustrated, and you know things will. It just seems like, and I understand the idea because otherwise, you know, a speedy trial. If, once you've been charged, you got what 60 days to have
after the preliminary hearing.
Yeah. Otherwise, the government could keep you in jail for years.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong.
Like January 6th.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the law.
Right.
The law is it's great.
It's worked well.
It's here to protect everybody. I very much believe in, you know, defendants' rights as much as I believe in victims' rights. But when you get to a position where the caseloads have expanded so much, from all kinds of factors, from, you know, being down staffing, which is something that is hitting prosecutors' offices statewide and national, on the national level. So therefore, you can't file your cases as fast. You can't process them as fast. You have things like COVID that creates backlogs. Just everything piles on top of each other. And then you get to a point where, our system, you know, we're not getting a bigger jail. We're not getting more judges. We're not getting more prosecutors. So crime is expanding, but the resources available to prosecute that and hold those offenders throughout the entire criminal justice system is really shrinking.
Yeah, it's contracting and, as opposed to expanding.
Yeah, so you end up with it. You really end up with a bottleneck.
And then if 36 passes.
Yeah, Prop 36 passes.
Be careful what you ask for.
it's a good thing. But see, then those people, we can get them to actually show up. So
yeah.
we've got so much churning of the paperwork that's done from the law enforcement side, who has to contact these people, you know, let's say someone who steals something, and they have to write the report and all the resources from the law enforcement agency, and then it comes over to us, and then there's a significant amount of resources from our attorneys, our support staff, follow-up work that maybe our investigators are doing, our advocates are reaching out to them, and the person never even shows up. So there's a significant amount of resources. So if we can get them to a point where, okay, we can hold them in custody or get them to show up, well, then at least all that work is not churning of the wheels for no reason.
He said, for those who are not planning on showing up when you sign this, if you're not planning on showing up, can you just sign this? We can kind of just, like, spend less time on this and go for the ones, oh, no, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, we're with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Good morning on this Monday. How are you today? The 26th on this beautiful Monday. Looks like we're going to have about 95 today. Overnight lows, light winds with 68. Tomorrow is going to call for, I think we're going to get into the triple digits, folks, this week. So it's going to be a beautiful week, though. We don't really have any thunderstorms or big winds ahead of us. So, you know, we'll take that. So make it a great day. We're here with Stephanie Bridget, our district attorney, a DA, and we do want to discuss one thing that's really important, and that's Prop 94.
Yeah, so it is a Senate bill, Senate Bill 94.
I keep calling it Prop, yeah, but it's Senate Bill. Yeah,
I just don't want people to think they're voting on it, so, which they should. I mean, it's very, very serious, but it's a Senate bill. It's a Senate bill that would allow murderers that had been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole a chance to be released, which is very frustrating because life without the possibility of parole is supposed to be exactly that. It means when a person is convicted for an extremely violent and heinous murder and you tell the surviving family members that offender, the person who, you know, took your loved one from you, will spend the rest of their life in prison, no exceptions. And then we come around the back door and they start trying to pass stuff like Senate Bill 94. It just takes away all the truth in victims' rights away, when, because you just can't have that knowledge that when you tell a victim this is what is going to happen in the future, that that's actually going to be true. And with all of the watered down sentencing, and now it's even hitting as much as life without possibility of parole crimes, it's very, very frustrating. So as written right now, the person would have had to have already served 25 years of their prison sentence before they'd be eligible for release. And the crime had to have taken place before June of 1990. So there's a lot of people who are still in prison for life without possibility of parole statewide that would fit that category. So there was a recent look at that, and it showed that there was approximately 5,000 prisoners serving life without the possibility of parole in California, and approximately 550 of those inmates would be eligible to petition the court for early release under SB 94. So that is very scary. It's very scary for the communities that could be getting these people back, but it's even more scary for the surviving family members, and just very sad for them to know that their loved one was taken from them. That person can never come back. The offender got life without possibility of parole, and now they may have the ability to get out again. And it's just, it's really, really sad.
Where is that at this point?
Well, it's still, you know, it's working its way through, the entire legislative process. I can tell you that last year, it was introduced last year, and it was pretty controversial, and it ended up getting shelved a year.
Introduced.
Yeah, but now it was shelved, so it didn't go and make it through and get voted on one way or the other. But it's been brought up again this year. It's going through the legislative process and has a lot more energy behind it this year, so we don't know, you know, if it's going to ultimately pass or not. But these are the types of things that are happening almost yearly with the watering down of our criminal justice system. And even though this is, you know, the crime had to have happened before 1990 and have served 25 years, some people might think, well, you know, they're older, they've had their penalty. But these types of crimes or these types of legislation is often a stepping stone. Okay, we're going to do it for here. 2 or 3 years down the road, okay, now we're going to change that to crimes that happen after 2010 or 2020 and have only served 15 years of their sentence. That's really how I've seen that this works. Is the first thing is going to be introduced. It's going to get a lot of a lot of press, but it's going to pass because, you know, it's not as bad. There's, you know, maybe mitigating reasons that can be argued, not by me, but by some, on why this should pass. And then it just, they start getting it worse and, you know, start becoming softer and softer as you go along. So, and, you know, this is, like I said, this is one of many things that have been happening at the legislative level.
So, you coming on the air today and talk about it, talking about Senate Bill 94 is important for our listeners just to inform us, like, this is something that could pass. Now, what can we do about this?
Yeah, thankfully, at our level, we have great representatives who are always opposing this type of legislation. So, you know, I have no doubt that our local representatives who represent us on the state level are going to oppose this.
It makes no difference.
But that's the thing. It's frustrating. So, you know, reach out to your family members who live in other areas. It's really educating that, you know, stuff like this cannot pass because it's just going to continue to make things worse in our communities.
It's amazing how many pages and pages of new laws are published every year.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, does anybody know if you're, yeah. you know.
Hundreds, if not thousands.
If not thousands. Yeah. I mean, you could be breaking a law and never even know it.
Yeah.
I mean, and which is maybe what they want. I don't know. I can't believe that. And it should be for every 1,000 pages of new laws, you get rid of 1,000 pages of old laws.
There needs to be something like that that happens because yeah. that is, you know, you're right. Every year, it's hard for us to keep track of everything that's just in our world of criminal justice because so many of them impact the criminal justice. And then you're comparing it to, okay, well, what bill last year touched the same issue or 2 years ago? And we get crimes that we're looking at that, you know, maybe it was just now reported, but it happened 2 years ago, or it's just now reported and it's something like sexual assault that happened 10 years ago, or, you know, so we get crimes coming in that we're evaluating at various stages of when it happened. So we have to track back through all of the legislation to see, okay, well, what was the law on yeah. that date 10 years ago? So how can we file yeah. this case? Because that's the operating law.
Back then it was okay to molest a 15-year-old, yeah. but that, now it's not. Yeah. So you go back 10 years and you go, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, because she was 15, we can't. But if it was today, we could. Does that mean then if it happened 10 years ago and now it's against the law, you can charge him for something that happened back then?
We have to use the law that was in effect the day the crime happened.
Right.
So regardless of, you know, what your law is right now, we are reaching back across time to say, okay, what was it then?
Yeah.
That's what we can file. That's what the law was. Now, there are new things that are being passed that are retroactive, which is a whole other level of headache for prosecutors because that is where you get people who are in prison who are petitioning to be out. This is an example, SB 94. That's a retroactive thing. So we're passing it now, but we're applying it retroactively. So prosecutors don't have the benefit of back in that time when the sentence happened saying, okay, well, right now it means forever in prison, but 30 years from now that's going to change and they're actually going to have the ability to get out. That's where I think it just really does a disservice and impacts the rights of victims of crimes and their surviving family members because they can really have no confidence in what a sentence is going to be. And I remember early in my career, especially when I went over into prosecuting felonies and I did the sex crimes really early in my career, and I could tell people, hey, he is getting this sentence or this sentence, and do the math with them. This is what it means. This is when they'll get out, or they're never going to get out because it's life without possibility of parole once I did homicides. Now I wouldn't be able to speak to a victim with really any level of confidence. I would say this is what the law is right now. This is what we can expect, but every year the law changes, and 5 years from now, everything I told you could be obsolete.
Somebody just wrote in, and we don't have very much time, but it was Raul Higgins. Does that name sound familiar? R-A-U-L Higgins was just paroled in May. And he was, I guess, in for murder.
Yeah, that does ring a bell as one of our murder cases, but I would need to check in. You know what all of that is.
But the question is, why can't these murders be kept in prison? And it's because of some of these laws they've just passed.
Yeah.
94.
Every year they keep changing. Every year, every couple years, even murder convictions are being attacked by new legislation.
Wow.
With SB 94 being a very good example of exactly that.
Okay. Well, our guest today has been Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget, and, you know, life's not easy in the district attorney's office, but one of the things that we could is everybody vote yes on Proposition 36.
Stephanie, keep on keeping on.
Yep.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for having me.
Tomorrow, Haven Humane, Mark Story is going to join me. Catch up with that. And, gosh, this week is, we're ending up August this week. So, everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.